So we were discussing that Shaila on the bottom here, and Ois Yud Zayin. That's what we left off. If you find a kesem or something that's not makabel tumah, v'yisay dover munach al gabi dover makabel tumah, and that's placed something that is makabel tumah, cause of the sidrei tara shukia gabat meya, is kinyan of hadas yirwana. So the sidrei tara says that in that case it would be tumah. Very controversial, because it says amnam harbe achranim l'sirulei kain, but many achranim don't go like that, right? So if you would go like the Sidrei Tara, so then Lechayra pads wouldn't help. Because even if you would hold a pad, it's not Makabel Tumah, but it's on something underwear, unless polyester, it's not going to be Makabel Tumah, which also leads us to the other issue that came up with what's with plastics and polyesters. And most sheikhs hold that those also are not. Most hold those are not Makabel Tumah. Right?
In any, no matter how much?
Yes, not makabel tumah. So officially, no matter how much is going to be on it, we don't care. This is not makabel tumah. So if that's the case, then let a woman always bear a pass, and she'll never be a neither. That brilliant move. Right? We'll get to that. I want to at least get to all of that
how do we,
tonight.
What's the deal with Onam Harbi Akram Willis Shirley King?
Again, any one of these cases where we start bringing in machlokes, and we can't pass it on our own. So you need to, but for the most part, yeah, most posting we say that it's not makabel tumah. Rabbi Yashuv holds that if there's a tape on the bottom of the pad, and they tape it to the underwear, that will make it makabel tumah.
Because
that makes it attached to the.
Most of them do have.
It was, you don't have to remove it, you don't have to take it off. Uh-huh. And if it can move around and it's not considered attached, then not everybody agrees with that, though. Right? Okay, so that's what Kabbalah's tumah. So again, another example of Kabbalah's tumah, lack of Kabbalah's tumah, is the toilet seat, the floor. Most sheets is polyester. Some sheets all depending on how much percentage of polyester is versus cotton or whatever it is. Right? But for the most part, polyester. What happens if it goes through something that's not makabel tumah, and then you have a double stain? Or even on a bigger tzibur, which we'll get to. In other words, let's say.
The question is, can it be massaged?
Right. What happens to a stain? It's the same stain. Right? It's found on the underwear, let's say, and then on the sheet. But that's not a good example because you're not going to think it's the same stain. Let's say underwear and white tights.
Tights
are cotton or not?
Let's say cotton. Again, assuming all things being equal, let's say cotton. Or she's wearing two pairs of underwear. How's that?
Okay, so what's the question?
Is that it's one stain. It's clear that it's one stain.
And they're half the size of a gray.
That's it.
So
well, if it's bigger than a gray, it's on white, so then there's nothing to talk about. You combine the two.
So if it's half a gris, half a gris?
Right.
And they're both white and makabel tumah?
If they're both white and makabel tumah, so what do you do with that?
It
could happen. This question has come up. The question has come up with a woman sold down on the sheet and then it went from the sheet to the mattress. The mattress is white.
Would that make a fellow like you have, let's say, I don't know if they're begotten like this, but like you have 2-ply toilet paper.
Oh, so that's it. Oh, so it's enough.
Yeah, actually, most underwear has 2-ply. There's 2 layers.
Yeah, oh, okay. So, no, you judge each.
Why
is so the most.
Mine,
I got ripped off.
Oh, it's the same stain. So then again, it gets into that same thing as we had with the thickness. So for the most part, we look at it like it's 2 separate stains, 2 separate layers. Look at each one independent of the other one. Right?
So
then we have also on white pleated, right? We said we were going to discuss it, or we did discuss it. So again, there's differences of opinions. If it's pleated, something pleated. So when the pleat's down and ironed, so then it's bigger than a gris. You separate the pleats, it's not. Right? So what do you do with that?
On the two layers, would that matter on the people that we talked about a couple of weeks ago who care about the thickness of the stain?
Oh, I don't know.
Like if it's one on top of another, yeah, would they say different? Would those sheets say different?
I don't know. Right, so then that's also some person say it's no problem because it's separate. Some say there's a problem. And some say depending on how far it would be separated when you separate the pleat. I guess they just moved over an inch or two, so then it's the same stain. But if you pull it, it's like a large pleat, then you can pull it, you pull it apart, and then...
Clearly they were done when they were together, so why... I don't understand this whole thing of separating it. If you put them together, then it's one stain.
Right.
And you pull them apart, then obviously it was done together. Well, why
so
would
so let's say you have, would have two pieces of clothing, right?
Yeah.
Right next to each other, and the wife sits down on the clothing, and there's one stain, two separate pieces of clothing. Once you can clearly see that it's one stain.
Right.
So what's the difference?
Two separate.
They're completely separate.
Why not?
They're white. Obviously, they're white. They're a couple. Right. Similar. You got all those, all the other qualities.
They're not the star, bigger than.
Yeah, they're not. That's not a star.
Why?
That's the coolest of seven. The problem with pleat is that it is attached. Even if it's just on one end. So it is the same bigot. You could have that samaza on underwear too. A lot of times you have a stain on underwear, sometimes it's pleat, whatever, so you see that it's, but it's separated, it's separated. Again, if it's a call called a call if you arise, and I'm not called, whatever, what's the lotion? I guess it's a call if you arise, and I'm murder. Or you can only be passing what's in front of you. You can't start making like, oh, maybe it was folded and it was the same, blah, blah, blah. You don't.
They only have to bring one bag to the
house to say
if it's large enough.
If you want to put each one separately, it's bigger than you're going to...
Do we care where the second stain came from?
What does that mean?
Or we kind of ignore that? Like if she's sitting on a white sheet, there's a stain there when she gets up, and it didn't come from anywhere else.
We don't care.
We don't care
if
where it came from.
If it's not macabre, then we don't care.
I'm saying if it's something that is macabre,
then it would be a problem.
No, I'm saying if each...
Is it smaller?
Yeah, if each is smaller than the other.
No, then we don't care.
We don't care where that came from.
No. I could now. Could be there. She says I would care.
If you have five stains on one cloth.
No. I'm saying if there's one stain.
Right?
Yeah, she can have multiple stains.
As long as we don't care where it came from. Even if it was the same cloth, we wouldn't care.
That's right. Okay, so let's see if I get Sahur. Right? Ain HaKasim Yud. Page member. It's only time if it's found on Begad Lovin. It's found on a colored Begad. That's even if the Kesem is found on a Begad that's close to the Guf. Which you would think, we know where the blood's coming from, so how can we be Makel on that? It's telling you that we don't pass like that. Somewhere in the middle of the footnote, your test says that in some cipher seemingly disagrees with that. And if it's on a beggar that's close to the door, he would be machmer. But we don't go with that.
So what if she decides not to wear white clothing?
On the Shiva Nikim?
Yeah.
We'll get to that during the Shiva Nikim when we do the Shiva Nikim. Yeah. Kol Tzeva, Yud Aleph. Kol Tzeva, Matzav Al-Kesem Shalei Yitama. Every color saves you. Right? Even if it's not strong, you don't have to touch because he very nicely put it in there for us, right? Kol bohir here, it's varvad, I guess. Varvad. Chayn tzahoy, right hand. I'm going to beg at you, tzav alav and keo, but if it's off white, af shein alav and mamash, even if it's not straight white, we come up and nefshel ke beg at lav and makabal tumas tzav, and then that would be considered beg at lav, and he brings that from Negros Moshe.
How do you define that?
Off-white
versus yellow?
Yeah.
It's a tan.
Anything whiter
than tan,
dark, right.
I have a book of thousands of colors.
Right.
Each one has a number. How do you define
The smartest answer to that is stay away. Yeah. No, stay away. Stay away from anything
remotely off-white. There are Paiskim who do say
that. There are Paiskim who say that on these light colors, like pastel colors, and you would have to be machmer.
Mm-hmm.
I heard from my father, I remember that Moshe Bick held that. If it's light colors, even though the belt doesn't go with that, but point being that you should stay away from the light colors. Right? And he says, "Lachain beged tzivush and mishabes harbi pa'amim, a colored beged that's been washed many times. Kedai liris im loynasa to have you love and care. It's kedai to see if it has not been made a shvacher white, i.e. the hakvisa through the faith." Okay.
That would imply that when he says huff white, he doesn't actually mean a huff white. He just means something close to white, which would include all that stuff.
Light blue and yellow, is that like, what is that?
Well, he translates it as off white, but he just means close to white. Off white is technically yellow.
Is it?
Yeah, so off white is, it has a little yellow in it.
Off white could be like if you wash the stuff with like something
like a talus, like a talus
is off white, it has yellow in it.
If you wash the stuff with like colored clothing, sometimes it runs into the. Would that not be considered white?
I don't know. No, the color would be.
That's a long engagement.
If it's colored, it's colored. So now this is an interesting shaila. Not really so negay lemaisa, but an interesting shaila. So beged that's menumer bekama gavonim. It's spotted with many
tags,
right? Meaning it's like pinstripes or polka dots or something like that. So you got color, you have white, you have a whole mix of stuff.
Pattern.
Yeah. You find a stain that's half on color and half on white. This will also confuse you, Dave, if you didn't understand that. If you had a kash on the first one, this is also. So that's right. But with seed of shnei who yosemik a gris, and with the combination of both of them, it's more than a gris. Ain mitzdarif mashal chelak hatzivu lashlim alishir. We do not combine what's on the color to complete the shir.
What that means
is there enough.
Does it? I mean, you see it's a stain. You see it's blood.
How do you know that it's blood? Wait,
the white you see.
That's not the stain. That's not like supposed to be.
You've never seen a stain that is partially blood.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. That's
the
white. That's
the white large enough to have it on its own?
Then it would be a problem. Again, that's
clear.
The
white itself, is that it's not on the entire white. It's on half
white and half color.
But is that large enough?
On just the white, then it would be a problem. If the stain is bigger than a gris on the white, that's going to be a problem. It's only bigger than the gris in combination with what's on top of the color.
The white itself, the white core, whatever it is,
the area of available light.
Is there enough there?
What's the difference?
Does it make it?
Yeah, it makes a difference. If there's not, then you don't even have to check.
I know
if
they're right.
I mean, if you start checking the white, then of course, then there's nothing to talk about.
The chassidic can wear that, no?
Yeah, yeah. Then the chassidic can wear, yeah.
Like a check pattern.
Well, 1 second. Hold off.
On the check.
Aval im hakesem. Here's where it gets a little more interesting. Aval im hakesem hu ala tzeva. But if the kesem's on the color, the yotze b'ktzavos al halavan, and the edges go on the white. In other words, you have, like you said, check. Now you have a stain. Some is on white, some is on color. If you combine the whites, attaching to the meaning the stain even on the colors would attach what's combined on the whites, and the whites would be bigger than the gris, then you have a problem. Follow what I'm saying?
Even though they're not attached.
They're not attached. You don't look at it like this. The color doesn't break it up like it's different stains. It will attach
the whites.
Now again, there are those that are chaylik on this, but it seems like the popular again, it's not really negay. How often does this shayla happen? But where it is negay is, let's say you have a stain of mixed colors, white with some red. Meaning on the outside, the ring around it is red, which could happen. Right? So now, do you judge on white? It was on color, then there's nothing to talk about, right? On white. But the ring around the stain is, it's a large stain, like this big. The ring around the stain is all red. If all that red, if you combine it, again, you got to be a real expert to figure out how to, if that's the shear. But if that would be, then you'd have to be mach.
What would be the swear not to be? It's all attached.
because it's broken off from
it's attached all the way around.
Yeah, Chanan. No, but there are those who disagree. Let's see. Let's finish the sentence. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Since it's one big stain, what's on the loven is going to be mitzdarif l'tomei. And the chelak does not separate u'mafrid b'neim. It doesn't separate mafrid and mafrid. Same type word. It doesn't separate it and it doesn't split it apart. Okay? There are those that disagree with this though.
There's some clothes that have it's covered on the outside but the inside it's white or
you go with the inside.
Go with the inside and mm-hmm. It's just on the outside.
Yeah, so theoretically if you have underwear where it's white where you need it to be white then it'll be okay. Then you could then she could wear that in the show in the cave. Right?
But otherwise it'd be in the costume. Otherwise,
it'd
be in the
Kabbalah. Kabbalah
anyway. Well,
otherwise, it'd be
Kabbalah. I'm saying, otherwise, if it were white, you go by the white.
You go by the white. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's what that is. He's talking about, again, the color breaking it up. The example that we said afterwards is, again, even if it's all on white, you would say that the red do combine. Not everybody necessarily agrees. Okay? Fine. So, Eitzah Tova. Now this is a little controversial here. Eitzah Tova. What?
It's opinion. We don't
want to say. Right. So it's Eitzah Tova L'Isha Tishatulavish that she should wear in her days of Tahara Begodim Tzivayim. Okay, that's a Ramah.
What's Tzivayim?
Color. A woman should always wear color. The way I tell Chassanim is a woman, a husband should never see his wife wearing white underwear. Because Mamanusha. If she's wearing what, then she'll be shooting the kim, you're not allowed to see it. Like that. Right? And if not, then you are allowed to see her, then she better not be wearing white. Right? No great chiddush there, just to bring it down to a little bit practical. Yeah? The chain, again, she is allowed to wear white though, there's nothing wrong, and she doesn't have to check it either. If for some reason she runs out, and she also has white, so the eighth is, she should wear the white. No. Not look, which you should never look anyway. Looking is always a problem. Shimon Akim, you have to look, but when not, and when you don't have to. The chain tatzial mitasa mitzayim sivayim, and she should also put on her bed colored bedding. Right? Kedei l'hatzila mitzayim to save her from ktsamim. Ach roi shetelavim, this is the controversial part. Ach roi shetelavish beget tzivu begavonim behirim, with light colors. So that she should know if dam came out of her. That, we certainly don't go with that. In this yeshiva, we tell you guys to wear as dark as possible. Black is preferred. Then, this is his opinion. This is not, there's no, if you notice, there's no Maram Malkum to this.
Mm-hmm. Why would you want to know?
So that you know whether you should be
fashion.
Yeah, whether maybe. She's staining and then I'll tell you, I don't know how many times it's crazy the amount of shadows that have come up lately here of guys that have found down on themselves. That's the tashmish.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that you really would like to avoid because it's a very hard shadow to make one. Right, so that's if you wear light and then she'd see it, so then maybe they would separate, like you said the other, like we did the other day where it's an acid. The woman keeps a stain, even though she's not in either, but you should stay away anyways, at least in touch. Right? So that's why you wear light, so at least she'll catch it. She'll see it. Even though it's not a din, you don't have to, we don't recommend it.
So why don't we recommend it? Why is it not an acid top? So maybe
it's well, there's difference of opinions. He's saying that's an acid top to do that. Others say it's an eighth of Torah to do it like after the vest passes or near the vest. I think Rabbi Fortz writes that in his sefer. Some after the mikvah for the next week and a half, 2 weeks, whatever it is. Well, it's dark, and as it comes closer to the day that the woman's back in the period, so then maybe switch it and she can see what's going on.
At least that means people are listening to you. So if you're having a lot of these shadows, at least that means they're listening.
Well,
why would you hold like this? I don't understand. Why would we not want them to know that she's staining?
Why would you not want them to know? Why should you have to know?
To avoid from people finding out themselves.
Yeah, but you're not, again, it's, what's the din if you do? And it's at a time when you mutter. It's a shaygeg or an aynes or whatever it is. It's no problem. You're not a pesheim. It's not like being
born
either.
How far? He's
not an answer.
Why not?
Oh, you didn't do anything wrong. Why should you? You're not mechuyev to check when you're not. So you have no reason to check. You're not mechuyev to check.
Are you always mechuyev to be careful just in general? With, like,
yes,
any
you're not
going to
be expecting. Yes, but you're not expecting any. That's why there's some that say after the period day passes, then already you have more of a reason. We'll get to that after when we do Vestas. We'll get more into that.
Can you say how long after she wore the clothing? If you think she ran out of dark colored underwear and she was wearing white, I mean the laundry 3 days later, this is a stain on it.
That's already a complicated question. Yeah, sure, it's questionable. Where did the stain come from?
We say is there a contrary that works? Or
you always don't commit all those in the laundry to make clear.
Try that. That's a big shiloh. That's a shiloh. It's an actual makabah. It's an actual makabah. Where a lady looks at her clothing and she sees the stain. No.
It's not a matter of looking like 24 hours or whatever.
No, you have to be concerned. Then obviously any rav would look for a tweet. We're trying to find any sort of tweel that we can. What? Okay. So Kamuvan, Sha'ech Huzu, he rakishu tahara. Obviously, this ace is only when she's tahara. After Shiva Nakim, but by Shiva Nakim, Tzrich a little bit, because obviously during the Shiva Nakim, she has to wear white. Well, the guy, the Yom HaVest, what about the vest day? Ayin La'el, the Simon Kupedal, we'll get to that. The vest day, what she has to wear. Okay? Now, also, this is the next coolest. So far, we had Makabal Tuma, the size of the Kesem, Kabbalah's Tuma, colored, and now the fourth and final Kula of Hilchos Neza. And then we're on to Chumrah. Right. No, I'm just saying this is the fourth Kula and.
Fourth and final.
Fourth and final Kula. Everything else is.
Can't find anymore.
What?
We'll fish. Can't answer my question.
Make something else
in the kitchen. Yeah. So, ain't the kesem a coming? Elin who nims of a mokum she'esha shabosh from a makor. Kesem is only coming. Well, there are. Okay. Well, when we do the shemini kiyum, we'll talk through it. Ain't a kesem a coming? Elin who nims of a mokum she'esha shabosh from a makor. Kesem is only coming if it's found someplace where it comes from the makor. Obviously, it can't come from the makor, then she's tahira. Right? The mashal she finds the stain on her shirt, so we're not going to be mitame her. It's a white shirt, because it's obviously it didn't come from the makor. If she does cartwheels for a living, then you got to ask a shadow. No, really. That's the case in Shulchanora. If she normally flips her body around, so then it's possible. Again, this halacha, that's why I doesn't really go into it, because with underwear, this halacha is really not in the game. You find dam, you can you tell it that it comes from someplace else. She has a maka on her body, that you can be tell it, this lashon is important. You can be told that it's possible that the dam came. You don't have to know. If you know, then it's a no-brainer. You know, it has to be possible. She was working with something that has an itam, or anything else red, then tahara, she would be tahara. That's your classic case of tliya. What's the classic one that we've dealt with is the bug. Right? We say a woman sees a stain on underwear, so we're toilet that it came from a bedroom. That's your most negayah. Even though Bizman is there, even if there are no bed bugs, we still go with that cooler, but that's something else. Right? So if the classic case that's negayah is if she has a market inside of her, then you can tell on it. And you don't have to know that the market is necessarily bleeding, you just have to have the ability to bleed, and then you can be make. Okay? Again, can't be decided on your own. You need a rub and or a rub will send as a nurse. Locally there's a nurse that checks out the women if they think there's a problem. So they check it out. It has to be checked out fast because these makas and nurses can heal very quickly. So if by the time you get to the nurse, 2-3 days, and it's healed, then you're gonna have a problem. So that's the first thing when we
cover it. So why is it a problem? So why can't you?
Because you have nothing with toilet on.
You mean heal completely?
Sometimes some rabbanim will be toilet. She feels an extreme amount of pain, let's say, and she's doing the medika. And the same place that you said she felt the pain on the cloth, but that's already way advanced. That you really can't try that on your own. But there are those that will do that. But the simplest way is to have it checked out, and you know for sure. That's the first thing you tell the guy when he sees down on himself.
It's
go to a nurse and see if she has a marker. If she has a marker, then it'll be fine. Again, unless there was a ton of blood in that marker, can't. Not possible.
That's what we're trying to only possess of their eyes, because the mass is feeling.
Yes.
So what do we come out with tampons?
Tampons is a problem. But anything that goes inside is a problem. It's a public domain.
Okay, but what if it's entirely synthetic?
Doesn't make a difference. Anything that goes inside the body is a suffix hargasha, and it's a problem, because meaning it could be she had a hargasha, but that was inside of her, and the reason why she didn't feel it is because it was a feeling of the tampon, or the aver from the man, or a vadikakor, or meraglayim. So anytime that there's something going on inside, then you have to, anything that comes out after that is a subject that arises. That's why it becomes a big issue. That's why tampons should only be used once she knows she's in need of it. Then she should use a tampon. Until then, shouldn't. Huh? And that's why a woman shouldn't do bidika unless she has to. Women sometimes get nervous and they start doing bidikas. Now you just threw yourself into much
world of pain.
So many they do that. They beat themselves down. They get it. Let me just check
with
that.
Why? Checking.
Yeah, there is. The problem is in the Shulchan Aruch it says that the lashon kala maru bidikas areze meshubach. Any woman that's the more bidikas she does, the more praiseworthy she is. That's back when women's bodies, they didn't stain as much. Nowadays, women's bodies are much different. That harizim shuvah is also only when their husband doesn't know she's doing so many bidikas. If a husband catches on his wife's doing bidikas, then we're afraid that he's going to stay away because something must be going on. If his wife keeps on doing bidikas, then we don't want that. So that's the only time where even the human. Okay, let's. Behainu, and then he says in the brackets, Behainu, afilu ma kesem nimsa beged lovan. So even if the kesem is found on a white beged, who beged from a kabal tumah, and it's a beged from a kabal tumah, who yoizim ik a gris, meaning it's not. You don't have any of the other three coolers. Still, you can be made. So again, so your first line of defense is it should be colored. If it's not colored and it's white, it should be gris. And if not that, then kabbalah is tumah. And if not that, flee. Right? Those are your four defenses against the woman coming in. Now, this here's the next controversial. It is, essentially. But nowadays, gris doesn't need a flea. You go back to Gemara, then there was a tliya back then. Because of that tliya, that the halacha was established. Huh? What's the
problem?
Dam shavade megufa. Hadin shekesem tzarach liyishir gris ha'oid hu dafka it kesem shenimta ala guf ala bagolim. When are we makel? That's only that's found on the body or on the bagolim. Abalim rov the dam shavade megufa. Let's say she knows the dam is from her body. How? But okay, that's partial. Right, but let's say you don't know. Something inside and it's tzavik d'oraisa. Let's say it wasn't, you didn't stick anything inside, but you know the blood came from the body. How? It says here in brackets, going, shenotla aid the deko, then the dustna with pesas, isomak. She puts it by the opening. She doesn't stick it inside. She sticks it inside, then it's back to the rest. But not so deep that it's considered a bidik. So she puts it right there, and then she sees down on it. So that came from her body. No question. I would say a different case. She saw it in the mirror, let's say, again, a rare. But she sees in the mirror, blood drops at her. Smaller than a grit. What's it in? Does the dinim of ksamim? Is that what these coolers or not? Even when her gisha mitzias adam, then even if she did not feel the tzias adam, mikomakam ba'efin zeh, ein lo ha'heter shall profit from the gris void. In this situation, since it came straight from her body, she does not have the coolers of profit from the gris. be tmeya afilu b'cholshu, and then she would be tmeya afilu b'cholshu.
Isn't underwear very tight?
Yeah, but it can still move around. Okay? Now, don't pass them like this unless you speak to a rabbi. Because if you look in this footnote here, so he brings a whole pile of achrayim that are machmer, and then in the middle here he says, Omnam yeshe kilu b'zeh. There are those that are mekel. Right? And then he lists the whole... He lists the whole bunch. So that's a big machlokes. It's a big controversy. It's a very, very, very controversial. Meaning the whole machlokes is fully in his... What are the ones that come and made the gezeira of kesem? What was the pshat in the gezeira? Was it a woman, any blood that comes out of a woman that's smaller than a gris is not a nida, unless it comes in her goshen. Finished, it doesn't make a difference, even if you know it now, they come out of it. Or is it shot that you have to be toiled? It's always totally in, they would toiler on bugs, and Amela, since that's the way it was, hey mamru. Right? So that's why it was handed. That's how we hand it down. But really, if it came from the body and you don't have, you know, 100% there's no bone, then you wouldn't have these clues. That's what the machloek is basically hinges on. So you'll have to ask if whatever is negate. Now here we go. Yudzai. So Mamela is our name. Right? Most women do not have any sort of hargosha when the vest comes. Right? Then you have to start figuring out what's considered a chasm, what's considered a riyah. Why? Here's the big question that every guy asks. It's not possible to say that a woman who always wears colored garments, she'll always be tahara if she has the hargosha. Since chachamim were never gozer on a beged tzavuah. Right? Sounds good, right? Every guy, as you learn, would think, hey, you know, you see the light bulb go off when they finally say, hey, so I got a simple answer to this, which I wish was the case, and then we could stop learning right then and then. Hey, with you out. But that's not the case. I mean, it's a good question. Right? Fine, so for Hayru there, Hayru was a G'dayli Paiskev Manayna, the G'dayli Paiskev of our times, have taught Shem Rasa Harbei Dam Tzifalachsha Shegisha. If she sees a lot of dam, you have to be choshish that she had a hargosha. For Aymrim Shem Anastam Hegisha, we said Anastam she was margish, she didn't place her heart, meaning she didn't realize that she had a hargosha.
Why don't we say
it's anything
with the
Kesem?
Because
Kesem have been the coolest from the Chachon.
So what does that do with the amount of dam that we're going to also say that she must have had a hargosha she didn't realize?
Because okay, you're asking a good question, but basically what we have here is a very difficult subject. Basically we have an answer that we know the maskana, but we got to figure out why that maskana is, and you're going to have many different avenues to get to there, but the maskana is that it's tmeya. The question is how. Right? It can't be that they're not. That's what, by default, it cannot be that they're not. So we have to figure out why. So that's one explanation, that if they see so much, it's got to be the head of Russian or something
else. No, just out of curiosity, he brings out Ramesha. Did no one come up with this before? It's not discussed in the Rishayim and Achrayim. Okay, they didn't have... Because it sounds like something that...
It's very... I'll tell you one thing. Let's finish it up, because we only have 5 minutes. The Lachain, he tmeya, afilu im lavsha big dink divinim, therefore she's tmeya, even if she wears big dink divinim, or if she sees an name of Kabbalah, which basically eliminates her wearing a pad and then never being a need. There you go. There's the joker. Right? That's the wild card. What's called Harbei Dam? They did not give us a shear that's very clear. All it's totally in different rabbanim and in different situations. Okay. I don't know what else to say. I'll tell you what interesting question that has come up that I myself have been hacking this with, because it's come up is So let's say you have a woman who, for whatever reason, is taking birth control pills. And the mela, it slows up the bleeding. Whatever it is that they do bleed, like I have a new pill now that they never see.
It depends on the woman.
Okay, okay, without getting into that whole deal. But let's say she only sees a little bit, and that's what she normally sees.
Yeah.
If it happens once, okay, so then you could be mixed. So let's say you have a woman that she, the way it is that she sees, because we still are messing with her body, only sees a very small amount.
Okay.
Does she need an hour or not?
It's better. What if she goes 9 months?
That's fine. Good for her. But let's say when she sees it, she sees very little. Enough that on a bed she doesn't have to ever put on a pad, and it's this much, or even this much, right? But that's her period. So shouldn't she be tamei? Why is she different than the lady that sees the sun?
Okay.
So from my poll amongst the toyskin, it seems like they're more nicer to be masculine on this. Believe it or not, because that's her period. That's her period.
So it depends on the woman? So on a normal case,
no, normal case.
On a normal case, would they ask how much does she normally bleed?
But it doesn't matter what she was bleeding before.
No, so if it's a freak thing, if it's a freak thing, so that you'll be made. But if it's, let's say, 3 months in a row already, so there's a chazaka, and this is what the woman is seeing. And it seems, there are those that are made, but it seems to be from the ones that I've been asking.
Well,
if it happens
like,
only once, so then
like
I don't know, but that gives you a little bit of a, sheds a little light on the whole thing. When the woman gets a period, she's amazing. But if
the
one period,
what if she doesn't see the
cloud,
but she has the other symptoms?
She doesn't see, she doesn't see. But if you have to watch it to the unit, she sees a dot. That might make them into an unit.